भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोनम चैप्टर 8 लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म वर्स नंबर 5 ज्योतिषामयनम साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान् वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान् वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् तं भवता येन पुमान वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान् वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् तं भवता येन पुमान् वेद परावरम् माताजी ओके गो अहेड् ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् यत्तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन मन्वेद परावरम् माताजी ज्योतिषामयनम् साक्षात् तज्ज्ञानम् अतीन्द्रियम् प्रणीतं भवता येन पुमान् वेद परावरम् ज्योतिषाम् नॉलेज ऑफ एस्ट्रोलॉजी अलोंग विथ अदर एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ कल्चर इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी एंड स्पेसिफिकली इन सिविलाइज्ड सोसाइटी there must be knowledge of astrology. Ayanam, the movements of the stars and planets in relationship to human society. Sakshat, directly. Yat tat jnanam, such knowledge. Ati indriyam, which an ordinary person cannot understand because it is beyond his vision. Pranitam bhavata, you have prepared a perfect book of knowledge. Yena, by which Puman, any person, Veda, can understand Paravaram, the cause and effect of destiny. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present, and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Dhiras tatra na muhyati. A sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world, one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Deino asmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara prapti dhiras tatra namuyate. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that body will change. And as soon as the body changes, one's whole program of work changes also. Today I am a human being or a great personality, but with a little deviation from nature's law, I shall have to accept a different type of body. Today I am a human being, but tomorrow I may become a dog. And then whatever activities I have performed in this life will be a failure. This simple truth is now rarely understood. But one who is a dhira can understand this. Those in this material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is also stated by Rishabhdev. Nasadu manye yata atmano ayam asan api kleshada asadeha. Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman dhira must be interested in Jyotish astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Garga Muni's presence, for Garga Muni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of past, present and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Garga Muni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Garga Muni prepare a horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balram. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 Chapter 8 Verse Number 5 Translation. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So there is one popular saying that change does not change. Change is constant, which is to tell that change will always occur in this world. Nothing remains same or constant. And this is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna tells Arjuna, Dehino Yasmin Yata Dehe, ki body will change. And you should not be disturbed, should not be bewildered. So change occurs. But we don't like change. We resist change. We prefer that no change occurs. And that is why there is struggle. That is why there is difficulty in continuing our material existence. So why does change occur in this world? What is the force which makes the change occur? Like Newton's first law. What is Newton's first law? Anybody knows? Or you have fortunately forgotten?
Body state,
Okay, good. You want to? Yes. If a body is in a particular state, it will remain in that state unless there is a force involved. So if the state is changing, that means some force is involved. So when everything in the world undergoes change, what is that force? And that force is, who will say, fifth subject matter of Bhagavad Gita? Time, Kaal. Time is the force due to which everything is changing. The creation starts when time starts. And the end, when the all universes go back inside the body of Mahavishnu, the time will end. So the duration from Mahavishnu's exhalation till the next inhalation is what we call time. That is his one breath. And this time is not visible, but changes happen due to time. And we are not aware. Like if you go out or even here, you can see the leaves moving sometimes. Have you seen anybody? Magic happening? Leaves are moving? Right? So we tell, I saw the leaf is moving. But actually, that's wrong statement. Can a leaf move? No. What is moving? Wind. Wind is moving. But do we see the wind moving? No. We see the effect of wind moving. And what is the effect of wind moving? The leaf moves. So we say, I saw the leaf moving. In other words, we talk about the effect. We don't talk about the cause. We don't say, the wind is moving, air is moving. We say, the leaf is moving. So the cause is wind, and the effect is movement of leaf. And we talk about the effect. We meet some child after many years. Arey, bachcha bada ho gaya. Right? You became a big boy now. What happened? Time has moved. 5 years, 10 years. Time has moved. That's the cause. Because of movement of time, his body has grown. So when we see, we say, Are 10 saal ho gaya? No. Are bachcha bada ho gaya? So the cause is time has moved by 10 years. And the effect is his body has grown. So what we are talking about is the effect, not the cause. Because we are not used to it. We are not used to it. So time is all pervasive. Somebody may ask that Bhagavad Gita has 5 subject matters. Right? How many? Which? One person? Raise your hand. Yeah, Govindji. Yes, very nice. We should clap for him. Five claps are okay. So, Ishvara, Jiva, Kala, Prakriti, Karma. Now, in total 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, there are plenty verses talking about Ishvara. Yes. And plenty verses talking about soul. Yes. And Prakriti? Plenty. Karma? Plenty. Kala? Hardly two. So how it is subject matter of Bhagavad Gita when out of 700 verses, only two verses talk about Kala? How is it subject matter of Bhagavad Gita? How can you claim that? Good question, right? So difficult questions generally are given homework. My mathematics teacher taught that. So each and every verse talks about Kala, the cause. But we see only the effect. So we don't realize. When a car is moving, it's Kala. But we don't see. When the leaf is moving, it's wind. But we don't see. When the child is growing, it's Kala. But we don't see. So Kala is all pervasive in every single verse. So it's a subject matter. Like ghee in milk. Is it visible? So it's not there. Not visible. But there, ghee is there. Like mother's love in the cooking, or pujari's love in Rajbhog. It's not visible, but it's there. So Kala is all pervasive. And this Kala initiates six changes in every object in this material world. What are the six changes? Birth, growth, maintain, give byproducts, dwindles, dies. The body is born, it grows, it stays, it produces its own children, it becomes old, and it dies. A bird is there, it becomes a flower. It stays a flower for some time, it gives fragrance, it starts degrading, then flower is no more. A building, foundation is there, then big skyscraper comes up, then it stays for some time, it gives comfort and protection, then it starts dwindling and repair, and one day building is not there. A relationship between two friends, or parent and child, or husband and wife, the friends meet, then the friendship grows, then stays for some time, then it gives some fun and excitement, then sometimes there are problems, and then one day the friendship is finished, either by other causes or by death. So everything undergoes six changes by the force of time. Only soul. Who is the soul? You. I. Each one of us do not undergo these six changes. The body undergoes six changes, but you don't undergo six changes. See, you are so special. Soul is constant. Soul and Paramatma, Super Soul, Bhagavan, Krishna. No change. Time doesn't has effect on the soul. Time doesn't has effect on Krishna. So every person has to undergo change by the force of time. Old age, it will come by the force of time. The six changes will come. So time is neutral, everybody will have to undergo. Another dimension is everybody's old age is not same. Some are more diseased, some are less diseased. Some are more weak, some are strong. Some have happy life, some have sad life. Some are in bungalow, some are in Vriddha Ashram, old age home. Some are with children, some are not with children. Some are playing with grandchildren and some are, yes, on the bed with a nurse. So even though time acts neutrally, but still there are different situations we undergo. So the first stage is to understand that time is acting and not get bewildered. But that's not sufficient. The second stage is to understand, even though time is acting equally, still each one of us have individual situation in life. So these two changes are very big bewilderment for an ignorant person. A, the changes due to time and the individual experiences in life, that my brother got this, I didn't get it. Or I got it, but he didn't get it. That's very bewildering when we compare our life with others' life. Right? It is an experience of everybody. So if somebody has knowledge, awareness, information that why this change occurred, will he be comfortable? Will he be less bewildered? Less disturbed? That's where astrology comes into picture. And Nanda Maharaj is glorifying Garg Muni for that. That my dear Garg Muni, Sadhu, you are greatly knowledgeable in Jyotish Shastra, astrology. Not only you have the knowledge, you have written a book on it. Writing a book on a particular subject matter is a proof that you have some knowledge of that. Materially, not so-called interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, not those who don't come in Sampradaya. So, bona fide book. So, you have written a book on astrology, you have jnana, you have knowledge about it. And astrology helps to understand the causes which affect our life. Those causes which are not gross, which are not visible. For example, if I walk and slip on water, so the cause of my slip is the water, that's visible. But that's just a immediate cause. There is a remote cause which is not visible. If that cause is known, the pain reduces, even though it's same biologically. If today morning you get a SMS that today afternoon 2 p.m. you are going to receive pain, fixed, and actually 2 p.m. you receive it, would you have a different understanding of that pain? 2 p.m. somebody slaps you, would you be equally angry before that SMS and without that SMS? No, you will be less angry. And imagine in the SMS it says, at 2 p.m. one person is going to slap you, whom you slapped 10 times last life. So when he slaps one, you will say, no, baki hai, we don't worry, next time. Right? So the knowledge of those causes which are beyond visibility, beyond our observation, can reduce the pain. Those causes are karma of previous life. which are there in our account, but we are not aware. So, proper astrology can help us understand why particular events are happening with me, what is the previous karma, and what future event will happen with me. And this knowledge can help a person to continue to survive properly. There's a classic example in Srimad Bhagavatam about King Chitraketu. Very great king, opulent palace and life, and millions of wives, but not a single child. Why he didn't have a child in spite of millions of wives? Because of some previous karma. But he was not ready to accept this previous karma business. So he kept on marrying one. Somebody will give me a child. But because his previous karma was such that whomever he married, no child. So he met Angira Rishi and he told him his distress. And Angira Rishi tried to indicate to him that because of previous karma, you will never get a child. But this fellow was determined that something you do, you are a great rishi, you are absolute saintly personality, like absolute truth. So Angira Rishi said, okay, I will do a yajna, you will get a child, but he will give you happiness and distress both. He wanted a son. He said, okay, happiness is distress, okay, at least son I will have. So they did yajna and his one queen became pregnant and a baby was born, very attractive, and the king and the queen and the palace residents and everybody would spend time with the baby, and the king stopped spending time with other queens. He would always go in the room of this queen because there's a baby. So the co-wives became very envious. And out of envy, they went and poisoned the baby and the baby died. And the mother became mad, the king became mad. When the king heard the news in his assembly, and from the assembly to the queen's room he went, he fell down so many times unconscious. By the time he reached, his crown was not there, his garland was not there, his clothes were here and there, his ornaments were here and there. He was crying, he was mad, he was falling unconscious. It was a very, very pathetic scene. Anybody's heart will break seeing his cry, and the queen's cry, and the palace members and the relatives crying. A baby is born after so many efforts and years, and he dies. So Angira Rishi again came there with Narad Muni. And Narad Muni gave him fantastic lecture on I am not this body and karma and surrender to Krishna. But it didn't work. Narad Muni's lecture didn't work. Can you imagine how much must be the situation? So then Narad Muni made the boy alive again, the baby boy. And told him, look, your father is crying, he has gone mad, your mother is crying, why did you leave them? And the boy spoke. And what did he speak? He said, who, father? Which father? Which mother? Which one are these parents? Number 10? Or number 25? Or number 600? Kaun se wale ye? Number batao? 25,000? 31 lakh? Which one? I had millions of lives, and in every life I had a set of parents. Which one is this? I don't know. Your child speaking like this to you, how will you have affection for the child? And then the boy spoke very interesting point. He said, why you are considering me as your son? Don't you consider that last life I was your enemy? And this life I have become your son to give you pain, and that is why I died. So that after initial months of attachment to me, now whole life you will be pain thinking that my son died in childhood. And this awareness changed Chitraketu completely. And after few more verses, we see Chitraketu is free from his disturbance, and he takes Diksha from Narad Muni, and he becomes a great pure devotee of Sankarshan. So this knowledge of previous life, an indication of knowledge of previous life or previous karma, has made such a big impact on Chitraketu, and Narad Muni used this point to preach to him. So whatever changes happen today in our life, they are because of our karma. Of course, time is there. That is also because of our karma, which we are not aware. So a good astrologer can indicate the present distress or happiness or lack of success or failure. Somebody is not getting a child, somebody is not getting married, or somebody, whatever events, not getting a job, is because of some previous karma or some future events. This knowledge helps to make a person less disturbed. And similar knowledge Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna on the level of principle, not individual karma, on the level of principle, that the body undergoes change, so at death also it will undergo change. The soul will go to another body. A sober person should not be bewildered. A sober person should not be disturbed. Dhira. Dhira should not be disturbed. Like Bharat Maharaj became deer. When you hear that a great sadhu Bharat Maharaj became deer, you will be shocked. But when you read the story, he will not be shocked. He said he thought of deer at the time of death. He became deer. Right? Because knowledge is given. Like in newspapers, the headline is very shocking. If you read down, then the whole shock finishes. Right? The headline looks very shocking. But actually there is no substance. The story is not known. That's why you feel shock. So Bharat Maharaj became deer, and then it's explained. So knowledge, it's like in the dark room, you may have fear, you may have difficulty moving around, you may see rope as snake, but as soon as you switch on the light, the fear goes away, the illusion goes away, the difficulty in movement goes away, everything vanishes just by switch on. In the same way, when knowledge is switched on in our heart, all the material miseries vanish. All the material anxieties vanish. All so-called material attachments, lamentation, hankering vanishes. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kanchati. Just that switch has to be on. But when our switch is off, then we have so many material difficulties and anarthas and distress, and we have to struggle with it. Instead of whole life practicing how to work in dark, why don't we switch on the light? So instead of wasting our life in earning money or doing sense gratification or earning a degree or earning a job or getting nice relatives to love us and having a nice house and so many other nonsense, we should switch on our relationship with Krishna and life is peaceful. We don't need to work in darkness. We don't need to continue a life of ignorance. So switch on means developing our relationship with Krishna. Having this transcendental knowledge that I am servant of Krishna. Once that switch is on, then life completely changes. We no longer live previous life. Once the switch is on in the room, you move around in a very different way. Your fear and anxieties go away. So Krishna is indicating that a person in knowledge is sober. He doesn't get disturbed when changes occur. When you expect something to happen through a behavior of a particular person, but it doesn't happen, we should not be bewildered. The problem is we expect it or predict it. I predicted and expected when I go to him, he'll offer a glass of water. And when I actually went, he didn't offer. And I felt bad. Whose mistake? His mistake. He didn't offer a glass of water. It is written a mehman should be offered a glass of water. He is a foolish person. No, it's your mistake. Why are you expecting such a thing? Why are you predicting this will happen? He has changed. He has changed. And I should know he didn't offer because I don't deserve water. Because last life I threw away water. Or last life I didn't offer water. Then it will be very easy to tolerate such situations. Any change has to be tolerated. Krishna says this in which verse? Next verse. He says, a sober person should not get bewildered. But Arjuna says, what if I am not sober? Okay, you are right. A sober person should not get disturbed. What if I am not sober? Then I am allowed to get disturbed. Because your verse says, sober person should not get disturbed. Krishna says, tamas titikshvasa bharata. If you are not sober, you just tolerate it. Don't react. If you are sober, you will not be disturbed. You will not react. If you are not sober, you don't have a license to react. You tolerate. How do I tolerate? Just like you tolerate summer and winter, sukha and dukha, happiness and distress. Summer, what you do? Tolerate. Winter, what you do? Tolerate. Do you send a complaint letter to Lord Brahma? Too much hot, too much. Or sun god? Please increase the distance. We don't, we just tolerate. So, if you are in knowledge, change will not disturb you. If change is disturbing you, you tolerate. These are Krishna's instructions. So we as practitioners, sadhakas, we should try to become sober. Not depend on just knowledge. Develop that quality, that change should not disturb me. Knowledge that I am soul, Krishna is God. Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever he does is good for me. That's sufficient. We don't need astrological knowledge. So we don't practice astrology in our ISKCON, or we teach, or we suggest to go to an astrologer to find out solutions of your problems. We say, depend on Krishna. Whatever Krishna does is good for us. This is the knowledge we need, which will help us to develop faith on Krishna. astrology is beneficial to make horoscope, to give name to the child, to see the compatibility between boy and girl for marriage. And Nanda Maharaj is utilizing the opportunity of the visit of Garga Muni. He says, you are a great astrologer, you have written a book on astrology. And he is indicating that you do Namkaran for my boys, so that I know what will happen in the future and I can arrange for their happiness. That's parents' duty, to arrange for the happiness. Even when Parikshit Maharaj was born, the astrologers made his chart and they glorified him that he will be a great king. Even when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, Nilambal Chakravarti made an horoscope and told his name is Vishambar. In future he will maintain the whole world. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he appeared, his astrologer made an astrology chart and he said in future he will do great mission for the welfare of the world. He will make 108 temples. So this science is there. Even today some people practice it. I mean many people practice it, some practice it properly. But as devotees we should just depend on Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur was one of the greatest astrologers at his times. He even wrote a book on astrology and he was given title of Siddhanta Shiromani for that. But he left that astrology and started practicing Krishna consciousness. So it is a bona fide branch of knowledge. But when we are as sadhakas practicing Krishna consciousness, we should avoid. If it helps for marriage or something, compatibility, that's fine. But not that because I have problems, whether I do surrender to Krishna or not, or whether I go to Mangalarti or not today, let me check the auspicious time. What time I should get out of the room for Mangalarti? Not for all that. Or some problems or relationship issues. No, not for that. Finally, our dependence is on Krishna, that whatever Krishna does is good for me. So Garga Muni, he is not just an astrologer, he is a very great saintly personality, he is a pure devotee of Krishna. Earlier Brahmanas would know astrology, they would know Ayurveda, and they would know so many things. And when they visit somebody's house, not only they will give transcendental knowledge, they will give some medical advice, they will give some Jyotish advice, they will give some advice for the cows, advice for the children. They will just give, that is general knowledge, it was general knowledge. Like today www is a general knowledge. We go and give advice to anybody about internet and about smartphone. So that time these things were general knowledge and they would not charge money for it. Now doctors and astrologers charge fees. And that's why it has become a business. And business means Vaishya. It's not Brahmanical anymore. In fact, doctors are working in somebody else's business. So a Shudra. They're getting salary from the hospital. So a Shudra. Or teachers. They are working for somebody else. So that's Shudra. That's not Brahmanical. But Brahmanas would have this knowledge and they will distribute. So a pure devotee having this knowledge and he comes and performs some samskara, so the child will get doubly benefit out of the samskara knowledge and more than that spiritual blessings. Today we follow simple process. If namkaran of a child has to be done by a couple, a devotee can or a spiritual master can do it, doesn't require yajna or something. Of course some devotees do yajna, but just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and select the name of the child as servant of Krishna or servant of devotees and have feast and feed devotees, feed cows and feed deities and you are blessed. Trying to do the business of yajna in the name of samskara, that's not devotional service. Yoga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so we should just chant the holy name of Krishna. and that will take care of everything. When Vamandev arrested and punished Bali Maharaj, after that, in front of everybody, Lord Vamandev asked Shukracharya, that why did you curse Bali Maharaj? What was his fault? Please tell in front of everybody. And Shukracharya said, my dear Lord, please forgive me. There was no fault of Bali Maharaj. And even if there was some fault or discrepancy, it can go away just by chanting your holy name. So any occupational duty or prescribed duty or spiritual or religious process we do in our life, it will have its own discrepancies and faults. And that will go away by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in Kali Yuga, we should just chant the holy name of Krishna and things will become okay, auspicious, proper. Nothing else is required. Chanting, hearing, dancing, feasting, that's all is required. We should not divert our mind towards other things. When we have a proper spiritual process, still we are interested in something else, that's intellectual sense gratification. That's not good. Like some people sit in the restaurant and eat their whatever they are ordered, and after eating they see here and there, Are wo mangana chahiye tha, Are wo bhul gaya, Are you are already full, now go out. So we are already full, we have morning till night Krishna consciousness, now we don't require any other so-called process or so-called motivational speaker or so-called jnana or the flowery words of the Vedas, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. If you have a river, you don't need so many wells. Earlier in villages, if there are wells, there will be different wells. One well for cleaning clothes, washing clothes, one well for taking bath, one well for buffaloes and cows, like that. But if you have a river, you don't need these wells. Everything can be done at the same river. So if you have Krishna consciousness, you don't need any other process. And if you are still searching for some other process or some other things, then your faith is not good. So don't do that. Just we depend on Krishna. Krishna and only Krishna. That's all. And that will give us success in spiritual life. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna. If there are any comments or questions, you may please ask. Yes, Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Thank you for such a nice class. Prabhuji, if we consider the case of Bharat Maharaj, when he became a deer, so when he became a deer in second life, he was more alert not to fall prey to like Maya, and subsequently when he became Jad Bharat, so he was very cautious. That was because he was knowing about his past life. So similarly, if somehow we also get to know about our past lives, we also will become more like cautious and not.
So if I tell you, you are a rat in past life and your roommate was a cat and he ate you, would you be able to stay in that room? You're getting my point? That's why Krishna made us forget. Otherwise there will be big violence in ashram. So Krishna makes us forget so that we can continue peacefully. If you remember your past life, you will also remember your past life death. And death is a very big trauma. Even a near and dear one dies, the trauma is so much, we can't perform routine activities. Right? Imagine you remember your death. And imagine you remember your past 1 lakh deaths. You will not be able to perform anything. Not able to eat and sleep. right? Whatever way, no use. Prabhupada was once said, whether you know or you don't know, you have to do chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So don't worry, just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Krishna gives us remembrance and forgetfulness as his mercy, so that we can exist peacefully. Right? So we don't remember what we did past life, but we read that past life definitely we didn't do Krishna consciousness. We did sense gratification. That's why we are born again. This way we know. Why we are born? Because past life we didn't do bhakti. Right? Now what sense gratification we did, why you want to know that? We didn't do bhakti, that's clear. So now let's do bhakti. Right? Or if past life you did bhakti, you fell down. That's why you are born again. Right? So what is great interest in knowing that? Right? So we just do bhakti. So it's Krishna's mercy that we forget. Right? So it's not required to go to an astrologer to know about our past life. We just have to depend on Krishna. Okay? So knowledge we should derive from hearing scriptures. Yes, Aditya.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभुजी, वी जनरली सी एंड पीपल आल्सो से घर का जोगी जोगरा बाहर का साधु सिद्ध.
घर का
जोगी जोगरा बाहर का साधु सिद्ध.
घर का जोगी क्या?
जोगरा माने टाइम पास.
ओके.
सो हियर वी सी नारद मुनि सच एन एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटी, प्योर डिवोटी, एंड द चाइल्ड इज ही वॉज एनमी, इट मीन्स ही वॉज फुल्ली थर्ड क्लास पर्सन. But his child is speaking and he got realized, and pure devotee is speaking, he did not totally. And in present life we see when we preach our family members or devotee preach, there is a difference. They listen to devotees, but they don't care what we speak.
Well, this is not just the question of preaching. This was his great emotional attachment to the child. And when Narad Muni was giving him knowledge, that knowledge was not penetrating that attachment. But when he heard from the child negative things, then that got penetrated. It's like this. If a parent is very attached to the child, and the child has done some mischief in the school, and a school person comes and tells your child did this, parent will not agree. But the child comes and says, yes, I did this, then the parent will agree. Right? So this is not just preaching. Like so many gopis came and told Yashoda Maiya, your boy is chor, makhan chor. But she never agreed. But when Krishna first time stole in the house and broke the pot, she understood, this is fellow very mischievous. The complaints are correct. Right? So what you are saying, that a person who preaches in his own family is not taken seriously, that's true when we are preaching. But when there are emotional attachments like this, we see in the case of Chitraketu, it worked when the son spoke. Now let me tell you very confidential knowledge. The child, the soul didn't come back. Narad Muni expanded himself and went into the body of the child and spoke. So Chitraketu thought, my son is speaking, but actually Narad Muni was speaking through the body of the child. So Narad Muni is never a failure. His preaching is successful. So he preached through the dead body. Because he has emotional attachment to the child, so Narad Muni wanted to cut that emotional attachment, that look, you love him, but he doesn't love you. So when the emotional attachment is cut, then Narad Muni gave him knowledge and mantra, diksha, and he became a great devotee. Okay?
But in that case, Prabhuji, the story that that child told, that I was your enemy, is that true?
Well, the child used the word, why don't you consider it this way? So one whom you have so emotional attachment, he comes and tells you like this, definitely there will be some impact, na? Right? So this was just to cut the emotional attachment.
So, Prabhuji, my question is, to cut the emotional attachment, any fabricated story can be told, or
No, no, not any fabricated story. This was the philosophical presentation that you today have affection for me, but why don't you consider it this way? That enemies also become relatives next. Then there is an example. Then there is a next verse. The next verse says that the child gives the example of gold, money. Money in your pocket is your friend. But if it is in your enemy's pocket, that enemy will use that money to harm you. So that money becomes your enemy. So money is neutral. It depends in whose hands it is. Similarly, our presence with other people is neutral. It just depends on our previous karma. So today you have happiness because I was alive and distress because I am dead. It's your previous karma. It has nothing to do with me. So this emotional attachment and all is illusion. You are attached to money and that gives you happiness. Or a knife. Or a gun. But the gun is in your enemy's hand, the same gun will give you distress. So the child goes on to say that it's all neutral actually. The emotions are all illusion. And then he goes on to say how two people come in contact because of their previous karma. And then they depart. Prabhupada gives the example of when the ocean waves are moving, some twigs and wooden particles come together and after some time they depart. So when they come together, they become friends. And when they depart, then they are no longer in relation. Similarly, two people come in contact in the same family. And after a few years, they depart. So they may be enemies, they may be friends, they may be no relationship. This is all illusion. Right? So this, what I presented is part of the knowledge. There are lots of many verses which the child spoke, which made Chitraketu completely pacified. Okay? You are pacified? Adoksha?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So my question is, this is what generally outsiders or atheists speak regarding astrology. So I want to ask this question so that how can we answer them properly. So they say that astrology makes you conditioned, means it's nothing but it's just a conditioning, because if you want to do this thing, generally atheists, they say work hard and you will achieve success. So astrology makes you conditioned. So some astrologers say that you will be doing engineering after school. So you become conditioned and you pursue engineering only. You don't try other branches. So if you do not get success, then you blame astrology, and then, so that's not good. So you could have tried some other thing and you would have got success. So how do we counter this statement?
Yeah, so we tell people that astrology is a good science, but today it's not practiced perfectly. So there are examples on both extremes, where astrology failed, where astrology succeeded. Where what was predicted happened, what was predicted didn't happen. And where person followed what was predicted and he was successful, where one person followed what was predicted and he was failure. So today we don't have complete science, we have part of it, and we don't have proper practitioners, we have, neophytes practitioners. Very rare to find a proper practitioner. So, the purpose of astrology was just to make you aware. But you have to continue your duties. So, we tell them, forget astrology. We don't tell them to follow astrology. Right? So, we are not defenders of astrology. We don't have to tell them to follow astrology. We tell them, this is what was earlier. Today, you do your hard work, whatever you are doing, depending on Krishna for the result. So, that's our program. At Arjuna, you fight. Ma manusmara yuddhayacha. You fight and remember me. So you do your studies, whatever you want to do, engineering or law or medical, and you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What you want to do, you choose. You don't have to ask an astrologer to choose. Right? So we don't have to depend this. We just tell that what you want to do, you do. And you practice Krishna consciousness. Right? Tell them, which college you go is your choice. But any college you go, you come to our choice. Right? Yeah.
So, regarding this same astrology, you referred to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj being a great astrologer of his time, and he wrote Surya Siddhanta. So, we give presentations also in college that Surya Siddhanta corresponds to the modern calculation of astronomy. But in Puranas we find, like in Bhagavatam, we find that moon is above sun. And here in Surya Siddhanta we find some 2,000-3,000, some kilometers which modern scientists have also measured, and that corresponds. It looks similar. So how this difference is there? In Surya Siddhanta it is similar with the modern measurement, and in Puranic version it is way far, more distant than sun.
Oh, is it? I have not read or seen Surya Siddhanta passages. You have seen?
In presentations. We have presentations like we give in college, like Glory of India, Vedic India. So in there we have measurements.
So you are saying the measurement in Bhagavatam and measurement in Surya Siddhanta is different?
Yeah.
And the one in Surya Siddhanta
like
is...
Like modern scientists, they give distance of Earth and Moon. And that which is mentioned in Surya Siddhanta, it is similar. So okay. We prove that Vedic astrology was also scientific, okay, okay. Like that we use.
Okay, well, I'll have to revisit it, I don't know. Okay. If Surya Siddhanta is not matching with Bhagavatam, we'll have to do further research.
I've heard one statement regarding this, to make this, but I'm again asking this to become more...
I'm not aware, I'll have to visit. If it helps in your presentation and preaching, you do that. We will have to revisit. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you very much for the wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
So, I have two questions. One question related to what Chaitanya has said. So, Chaitanya Prabhu. So, he was telling about knowing the knowledge of the past life. So, one incident which comes to my mind regarding this is... especially when such a very difficult traumatic situation has happened in our life, we always would like to come to know that why it has happened, the way how translation also says. So, especially in Mahabharata also we see Dhritarashtra at one point of time, he was quite confused that, how come I have lost all the 100 sins, And then that's how he was being taken back by Narad Muni, 50 lifetimes back. So he was pacified. So I guess, what he is trying to tell is not that how death and all, because, by the way of some astrology or something, if some especially such kind of traumatic situations where we are completely, taken aback that what did I do? So, how do we take to it? Will that help astrology in such situations? Should we refer to it? Because as devotees also sometimes we may lose the business and, some of the devotees may become really taken aback what happened, or sometimes parents also.
Yeah, so it will help to answer that question. But that answer will bring 10 more questions. Right? So if a devotee is blind and he goes to astrologer and he says, why I am blind, and he says 51 births before you hurt somebody's eyes, then again his question will be, what was I? Why did I hurt? What did he do something to me? That's why I hurt, or was it my free will? Right? And who was that person? And then he says, 300 births before that person killed you. And where will you end this? You'll have to go till Brahma. You getting my point? So it will definitely answer an immediate question. But it will not answer all the questions. More questions will creep up. Right? If you are pacified with just one answer, fine. Use that. So Bhagavatam gives a final answer that because we fall down from the spiritual world to the material world, for sense gratification and material desires, we do karma. And this karma give bandhan, entanglement. So we are here. Right? And only by process of bhakti you will go back. Prabhupada gives example, if you have fallen from a ship in the water and you are drowning and somebody throws you rope, you don't say, mujhe dhakka kisne diya? You catch the rope and come up. No, first you tell me, how did I fall down? What time? No, just catch the rope and come up. So we have fallen here. Now how did we fall? Catch the rope and come up. Right? If you are in a journey and there is some rough thing in the auto or the taxi, will you tell the taxi, wait, side me lagao. You tell me kya hua. He'll say, Nahi Baba, abhi chalao achhi tarike se. I want to reach my destination. Right? So how did you come here and what happened in the jail? Interesting. But the main purpose is to go back. We don't have time and energy to go through the whole previous life business. It will be too much. Too much data.
So, why especially? Because of course the example you gave of the car and journey and the ship is a very valid example. But especially in terms of our relationships and, you know, we would always, especially as a leader or a manager, if you are managing something, you would always like to know that, okay, you know, what was the cause behind it? Who did it? So that I will be cautionate. I will caution four other people around me that, see, look, this and this devotee, you know, be careful, right, with him. So, you know, we would certainly like to know for that example, actually.
Yeah, so whatever you know, that's sufficient. You manage with that. And I'm not denying you. Go to an astrologer. Either you learn from class today or you go to an astrologer and learn that he is useless. You have both options available. We don't stop anybody. There are two ways to learn, either by hearing or by experiencing. So when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave it up, when Prabhupada never instructed it in his purports, apart from one or two places for compatibility of horoscope, and when he personally in his sadhana, when he taught to devotees, he didn't do that. So we understand that this is the way to go. But yeah, there is an option available. So we can learn by experience also. Right? So it's like that. So finally, we have to depend on Krishna. Even if you know why things went wrong, unless our dependence on Krishna is there, unless causeless mercy is there, our karma cannot be eradicated to change that wrong. Right? When I know a previous karma was there because of which something went wrong today, and I do one more karma to make this right, this karma will give you something wrong in the future. So it doesn't end. Second point is the previous karma gave me some disease or wrong today, and I do a karma to cure this. That karma I nullified. I didn't. The result I nullified, but because the result is supposed to come to me and I nullified it, so that result goes in back into my account, and then in future when the circumstances are there, that result will come. You're getting me? So even if I am supposed to get some pain and I postpone, I cannot remove it, I can just postpone it by another karma. But by Krishna consciousness I can remove it from the seed. Right? So when you do prayaschit, when astrologer says, okay, because of this sinful activity you are suffering, so you do this prayaschit 11 times or 31 times, right? So that prayaschit, as Parikshit Maharaj told Sukadeva Goswami, is no use. Because the seed of karma doesn't go away. The effect of karma may go away for some time, but the seed doesn't go away. Because one karma cannot cancel another karma. It will give two results. So this entanglement will continue. So we are discussing in Bhagavatam, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Beyond that we are discussing. So within that, okay, astrologer may be helpful. But when you are talking about beyond that, to go back home, back to Godhead, this is not the process. Okay? It's like there is a boil and Prabhupada gives example. The mother comes and blows air. And the child feels cool, thanda thanda, cool, cool. But actually the original thing is not gone. So the astrologer will just blow air. The original thing will not go. You have to go to a doctor. And he'll remove the seed. And that's Dr. Radha Raj Bihari. Right?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderfully answering. I have another question. So
I don't know how much time we have.
Somebody has a question?
Yeah, we'll come back to you. We'll give opportunity, mic opportunity to everybody. Yes, Govind Kumar.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Regarding the distances of planets, Prabhuji, I have heard that there are different perspectives according to which the distances are given in various literatures. So just like from the top view, the two points may be very small distance apart, but from the side view it may be having greater distance. So the distances of this universe are relative. The descriptions in the Shastras, they may be through the different perspectives. That may be the cause of the differences. But Bhagavatam stands the absolute authority. Proji, my question is, today you gave great perspective of time. Often we have heard as the cause of our suffering is karma. And we have heard less about time, that how time is involved. So when we hear the shloka dukkhalaya ma shashvatam, this world is dukkhalaya, so it is because of what? My karma, or because of time factor that will inevitably bring suffering upon us? Like we have different yugas, satyuga, and then down coming to kaliyuga. So the pain increases as per the age. So the dukkha is coming because of the time factor or because of my karma. Pain will inevitably be inflicted upon me because of time factor, or my karma, as we have heard, will be the cause of my suffering.
Okay, thank you for the comment for the distances. And as far as Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam is concerned, this world, Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam, it is not time and karma. That is the nature of this world. Like if you eat sugar, you will feel sweet. It is not because of some good karma that you are feeling sweet. That is the nature of sugar. So anybody who comes to the material world, the nature is Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam. Right? Yeah, the variety of Dukkha is because of karma. And the force which is acting on us is time. Right? So, two people in the same Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam definitely will have Dukkha. But the individuality in the Dukkha is because of karma. So, if a person is more sinful, he'll have more bad karma. So, he'll have more Dukkha. Another person is less sinful, he'll have less Dukkha. But Dukkha both will have. Right? So, a vegetarian guy and a meat eater both die and both take birth in a family. Both will have dukkha, but a meat eater will have more dukkha because he ate meat and gave pain to others in the last life. Vegetarian guy will have less dukkha, right? So karma decides the variety, but dukkha will be there, whatever you do in this material world, because that's the chemical composition of this material world. Dukkha is part and parcel of this material world. Cannot avoid. Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. So, it makes sense now, because you said that time, it brings changes, the six changes. So, and we don't want change, we resist change. So, when change happens, we feel pain. So, dukkha is coming inevitably because of the passing of time. But the variety, the specification of the type of dukkha, that is upon our karma. So,
yeah, that variety, quantity. There are many more parameters. We just discussed karma. It's also your present knowledge. Right? Same dukkha, because you're materially attached. Like a toy breaks. The time will make the toy break. But if I'm attached to the toy, my pain will be more. If I'm not attached to the toy, the pain will be less. If I'm attached to my child who is attached to the toy and his child cries, I will have pain. Not because the toy broke, but because my child cried. Right? If my child broke the toy and I lose money, I will cry, he will be happy because he enjoyed the breaking. Right? Want me to go ahead? If my friend's toy breaks and he cries, I will be happy because I have envy. It's too much variety. And too complicated. Better go back or back to God. Okay. I don't want to hold devotees. So we can, other questions we can discuss in person. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.